All along the harbor's piers, Delfarakan's soldiers and sailors, who'd been quietly approaching their assigned objectives, heard and saw the wolf's discharge. So did the harbor watches aboard the Carisian ships they'd come to seize, and the Delfarakans heard shouts from aboard those vessels, heard ship's bells clanging the alarm, heard bare feet beginning to run across deck planking as the rest of the galleon's crewmen responded to the duty watch's shouts. For a moment, the boarding parties hesitated, but only for a moment. Then the orders of their own sergeants, the passionate shouts of the inquisitors who'd attached themselves to the boarders, sent them charging forward, rushing the gangways in an effort to get aboard before more resistance could be organized. Startled merchant seamen still running towards the rails of their own ships while they tried to figure out what was happening found themselves face to face with armed soldiers charging up the gangways to their ships. Quite a few of those seamen turned and ran, but Carisian sailors weren't noted for their timidity. Storm, shipwreck, and pirates tended to weed out the weaklings ruthlessly, and, like Lisbeth Walker, defiance and a fierce defense were their natural response to any threat to their ships. Men snatched up belaying pins and marlin spikes. Others, whose captains, like Edmund Walker, had felt the tension building, grabbed the cutlasses which had been quietly broken out instead, and here and there along the waterfront, other loaded wolves flashed and thundered.
"Langhorn!" Kevin Edwards exclaimed.
He and Harris Fisher found themselves side by side at Kraken's after rail, staring towards the dockside. Kraken hadn't been able to find room alongside one of the piers when she arrived, and she was anchored a good 1,500 yards out into the harbor, which was close enough to see and hear even light artillery being fired in the middle of the night.
"Those bastards!" Fisher snapped an instant later. "They're trying to seize our ships!" "You're right about that, sir. And look there!"
Fisher followed Edward's pointing finger, and his lips drew back in a snarl as he saw the pair of launches pulling towards Kraken. The rowers had clearly been surprised by the sudden tumult from the port. Even as he watched, their stroke redoubled, but they obviously hadn't expected the alarm to be raised this soon, and they were still at least 10 minutes away from Kraken.
"And 10 minutes would be more than long enough," he thought viciously.
"All hands," he bellowed. "All hands, repel boarders!"